Today, a middle schooler described me as sad but funny. For the last time, fruit is not a dessert. Please understand this. Do better. Why are movies so long? Can't they just get over themselves? Like, I have things to do. Come on. Like 85% of the time I'm disappointed in tomatoes. Arbor eat 'em? I hardly know 'em. Welcome to Tweet Victory, : Thread Winner, with your hosts at Annie Berg Flames and at CWC Radio.
Welcome to Tweet Victory, : Thread Winner. I am at CWC Radio and I'm joined as always by...
at Annie Berg Flames with a Z. Hey, happy birth week.
Yeah, thank you. This is coming out. Being recorded 2 days before, but coming out the day after.
I'm sorry. I meant happy birthday to Buddha, but also to you.
Yeah. The Buddha. I think we were born the same year too. Was Buddha born in 1977?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. That's...
B-Day Buddha buddies. Buddha B-Day buddies.
Here's what I'm excited about. And this is deeply obscure, but during kind of peak COVID, you know, everybody was watching a lot of just like streaming TV because what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And our family got into watching The Love Boat, you know, from like the late 70s, early 80s, because it's great because it's like a ton of guest stars from that time period and it's pretty dumb, but whatever. And there was an episode that starred Leslie Nielsen. You know Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, so this would have been probably, I'm guessing, 78, 79. So a little bit younger Leslie Nielsen from what you think of from like the Naked Gun movies or stuff like that. And he was dating somebody who was younger than him. And he famously
said... like, problematically? Or...
well, he's probably in his late 40s, and she's maybe in her 30s.
Okay.
So you can... I don't know where you draw your lines for problematic.
Sure.
But at any rate, what's important is he says the line... now, again, in the late 70s, late 40s is early... is a lot older than it is now, let's say.
Okay.
And he says the line, in 20 years, I'll be almost 70, which is a really funny thing to say about someone in their late 40s.
Mm-hmm.
But my daughter and I found that line so funny. And now I by the time you hear this, I will be 47. So I am assuming, Esme, if you hear this, I hope you delivered on this. I'm assuming I'm going to get a birthday card that says something like, in 20 years, you'll be almost 70. Because I've reached that point now. I think 47 is old enough to be at the back half of the second half of your 40s. So like, so in 20 years, I'll be almost 70. And
now that's
true. So.
Oh.
But 20 years is like a big chunk of my life. Like it's not like, well, you know, I'm so old that 20 years will, you know, is like a blink of an eye to me. It's like, it's a little less than half
of
my life. It's like more than 40% of my lifetime so far would be 20 years. So I got a while before I'm 70.
Think of all the Tweet Victory episodes.
That's right.
Also, can I just say, when you said that, this is embarrassing, that you're watching Love Boat. Is it called Love Boat?
Yeah.
Well,
The Love Boat, yes.
The Love Boat. Okay, if you listen back to my reaction, I was very excited. Like, oh, nice. It's because I thought that you were watching Below Deck.
Oh.
Do you know what Below Deck is?
I do.
The reality show.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
okay.
Yes. Which right. Leads me to wonder, do you watch Below Deck?
No, I don't, but I've been meaning to watch it because I think the concept is hilarious. And then I was like, I would really love if Sam Mulberry was just secretly super into Below Deck.
I've seen a little Below Deck. I'll just put it that way. Yeah. I couldn't name somebody from it, but my wife has watched a little Below Deck and I've been in a room and seen an episode or a couple. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You've peaked Below Deck.
When you put it that way.
Anyway, happy birthday.
How dare you talk to me like that? In 20 years, I'll be almost 70.
You are my elder. I'm sorry.
That's right. So should we look at the thread of the week?
Yeah. It's
Okay.
really good.
It is, yes. So this is a two-word tweet that says, I'm going to try to pronounce this right. A
Yep.
Snora Boring Alice. Okay.
That's
And then there's an emoji, and I have both bad eyesight. Emojis are really small. I have bad eyesight, and I'm not good with emojis, so I don't actually know what this is. So I let me describe the emoji. How about that? And then you can tell me what you're going for here. So it is the like kind of the classic emoji where it's like the yellow circular face, right? It appears to have a bow on its head. Is that a
Wait,
bow?
what? Did I post the wrong one? I don't think
Isn't
there's
that
a
a
bone
bow?
in its head.
What is on the top of its head
What
then?
are
It's got a
you
little
looking
blue, it's got a
at?
little blue thing on the top of its head.
Oh, what? Oh, no. Oh, no. Those are Z's.
Oh, well, okay. This is way too small to have letters that small. It looks like a bow, doesn't it? Like it could be a little blue bow up
It
there. Okay,
does.
okay.
Or like
Well,
little, yeah.
then I'm assuming this is just a sleeping emoji, right? I'm not
Yeah,
even gonna look
yeah.
at it, and if you tell me they're Z's, that's what it is.
You want me to like zoom in or like make a bigger picture? It might be a little pixelated, and then put it in the comments so that you can see it clearly
I think
for your birthday.
I was gonna say, like, this is the fact that we opened with me being almost 70 in 20 years, like this is really paying off now comedically, and we didn't know that this was gonna happen, but like I both don't understand technology. I don't understand emojis, nor can I see. So this is kind of where things have we've come to this at this point.
It did the way you were looking. Oh man, it's sad in that moment that a podcast is an audio medium and not visual because you were kind of doing the lean back looking at your phone, you know, that
Yep,
angle.
I do. I was trying to get the best possible view of it. I did the little finger thing to try to like, can I get this thing bigger? I realized that maybe I should just have one of those old people phones with the really big physical buttons on it.
Yeah,
Like,
you started doing voice to text messaging to your family in that
oh,
time. Dear
I have
family.
not crossed that line yet, but
We're all gonna end up there at some point.
are we? I don't know that I will, but you know, those
I
might
might.
be famous last words.
I might already be there. I've been queen of the voice notes lately, sending voice notes instead of texting. Do you ever do that?
No, I do not
Oh
talk
yeah.
to my phone like that.
So like when I was camping last weekend, I would send a voice note every day to a couple of the teachers telling them what happened. Because like texting is just it's just too much
Now, when you say
involved.
voice notes, or is it sending an audio file? Is that
Yeah.
okay? So they're okay. They're actually okay.
Embedded in the
In the
texting app.
text. Okay. So that's just like a mini podcast. So I've been doing voice notes for a long time. It's
That's true. We're doing one right now.
just they're epically long voice notes.
But with so many more listeners.
I was gonna go the other way and say, judging by our listenership, maybe you're getting more listeners to your voice notes.
In my group chat with
That's
three
right.
people. Speaking of the Aurora Borealis, did you actually see the Aurora Borealis this week?
It was amazing,
Yeah.
actually. Yeah. I don't know. You guys can't see it where you are. No.
No, I think that's why I'm bitter. It's
Okay.
this text it this This thread is not me pooping on Aurora Borealis in general. It's just me being bitter on the other side of the world.
Okay. Because it was, I mean, have you seen the Northern Lights before?
Yeah, in
Okay.
Minnesota in
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
2008, I
Okay.
think.
And what was your take?
It was awesome. I mean, when I saw it, it was only green. It never reached, and I was in like Shoreview area, so like suburbs, but like close to the city. So I don't know if that was a reason why I couldn't see everything or like couldn't see more color. But all I saw was the green waves, but it was still super cool.
Yeah.
Did you see it at that year too?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I've seen
Yeah.
them several times in my life. The best is, I mean, if you have to be living in a place, you know, up north like Minnesota, but if you can get out of the city where you're away from kind of light pollution, like it's so like up at the cabin, I've seen it, and it's pretty stunning when,
Yeah.
it's kind of otherworldly. Like it's strange, you know. So we actually had a really cool experience looking at the Aurora Borealis this past Friday. My son's band was playing a concert outside on Freshman Hill. So we went to that. And then about like halfway through, all of a sudden people started looking up. And so as you're listening to the music, you're looking up and you're seeing right above you the Northern Lights. So they actually took a like 10-minute intermission to just be like, everybody needs to go look at these, which is pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Also for them to be playing and then to have that happen is like, that's really rare. That's not ever going to happen again. You know what I mean? To like be having a live concert and the Aurora Borealis there.
There was something though that I found interesting about it. So there were people who were like taking pictures of it with their iPhones.
Yeah.
And like it looked better in the pictures than it did in real life.
That's what people are saying.
So part of me is like, I want to call a little bit of BS on it. Because if you just look at the photos, you'll be like the level of FOMO for you will be really high, because you'll you know, you'll be like, how that looks like this miracle came down. And it's like, it was cool. It didn't look like those photos.
Okay.
Because I would see somebody take a picture and then they look at the photo and it's like, that's an amazing photo, but that's not what it looked like to the naked eye. Like there's the camera is doing something to block out something or enhance something. So like they're not, so it's not that they're not accurate photos, but they don't accurately depict what it looked like to look up at it.
Usually with natural phenomena, it's like the other way around, and the like the picture can't do it justice. But this time, it's like it over justiced it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like really, really nice. Well, so because I was seeing in the pictures from Minnesota friends, it was in everybody's story. Blah blah blah. And it looked like you could see like at least three different colors.
Yeah.
Like,
so
could you see more than just the green?
There was green, kind of purpley, pinky, and then so it felt like there were a couple distinct colors. Again, you could see that with the naked eye, but it didn't look like the photo to me, at least. And I was by enough lights where I bet if you were out somewhere away from a bunch of lights, like maybe it did look like that. I know from where I was at, it didn't look like the photos I saw people taking right next to me. So just know that you didn't, I mean, it was pretty cool, but you didn't miss like a once in a lifetime experience. I think what's going on with the iPhone is those are clearly like great devices for taking pictures, but my fear is that it is somehow enhancing something, you know, or But every photo you see is enhanced. Every digital photo you see is enhanced in some way.
I forgot I did see the Northern Lights another time, and that was from a plane, which is pretty cool.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that that worked.
Or maybe it was a dream. It could have also been a dream. Now okay. I'm like gaslighting myself. Wait, can we do a fact check? Can you see them from planes?
You keep talking. I will do a Google search on this.
Because I'm pretty sure I saw it from a plane, but now I'm like, you know how sometimes like your dream becomes so realistic that like over time it just kind of, you know, whatever. Truth is gonna always be shifting and changing, and we can never really remember, right? I don't know. I'm just vamping now while you search if this is even possible to see from a plane. But I think I did, because I've done so many of the like trips from Seoul to North America that along that way, like, you get up really close to the Arctic Circle, and it's usually like, I mean, a lot of times it's like an overnight flight. And I swear I saw something that was Northern Lights-y.
It seems like
you can? Yeah. Okay. Now, did I?
Yes, you can. Okay.
I'm pretty sure I did, but it could have been a dream, because now I'm like, do you ever feel like something happened and then you like gaslight yourself into being like, it didn't actually happen? That's too insane.
According to the good people at Finnair, the Finnish airline, it can be done. So,
okay, I trust the Finnair folks.
But they have a vested interest in getting people into the air in their planes, in their airspace, though, to be fair.
That is true. This would have been like flying over like the Bering Strait area.
That sounds believable.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Because when you're taking that flight to Korea, you have to go normally, you go up Yep, you go along the coast, along Alaska, Bering Strait, then over Russia, and then you avoid North Korean airspace, and then you're there. So I think I did, but now I don't remember. But it could have been a dream, which also links back to my thread because it is called a Snora Borealis, and I would have been sleeping.
So do you let's pretend for a moment
Yeah.
that your threads has the reach that we think it does in
If
terms of
sure.
like all the people reading it and rethreading it and maybe
Oh,
moving it
yeah.
over to Twitter and tweeting it and retweeting it. Do you fear that a tweet like yours gets misread as you really think that the Northern Lights are boring? Because like you're leaning hard into snooze. I'm not interested in what all you people experienced and saw, even though what they saw is, feels kind of like a minor miracle.
Little bucket list E. Yeah. So here's the thing. In high school, in college, I would go in my car and I would drive like an hour or 2 hours north. Specifically, I remember Mora, Minnesota being like a place I would go to
That
try
feels
to find,
right.
to try to find the Northern Lights. And I was like, even if there was a whisper of the Northern Lights, I would even go on those really unreliable websites that were just like made by some Aurora nerd that was just like, hey, you might see him tonight in some random graph that looks like science. And then I would go out and never see it, even when the clouds were out. And I would drag Mike with me. Mike, how many times did you go to try to find the Northern Lights with me? At least a few. That's underselling it. But yeah, so I love the Aurora Borealis. And that's why I'm so upset by every single person on social media having like 15 million photos of the same site. And it makes me angry. So then I get bitter. And that's where the post came from. So, long story short, yeah, if this thread gets the love that it deserves, and millions see it, I guess I'm okay if they take it the wrong way because I'm quite upset that I wasn't there. So, like, I guess I'll take it out on nature. I don't know.
That's
I'll
fair. No,
try.
and I don't think nature's reading your threads, right? Just the people
No.
posting.
And it's like, look, nature, I gave it my best and I tried a lot. Like, there were multiple times a year where I would go out on like a Friday night by myself or with my reluctant boyfriend and try to find the Northern Lights and they wouldn't be there. So I then had to drum up fake memories of being in a plane and seeing the Northern Lights.
I was going to say, if you were flying, if let's say you're flying back to Minnesota, you're crossing the Bering Strait, you see the Northern Lights, you get a photo of that, do you post it?
Probably.
Yeah, you absolutely should,
Probably.
because then you can say to all those people who are like, oh yeah, I guess if you want to look at it from the ground, but I was literally in the Northern Lights taking a picture of it, like me and the Northern Lights were one.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And then I can look back and have photo evidence instead of just think maybe I dreamt it, maybe it was real.
Although honestly, with where AI is at for image generation, you could probably just have AI create an image of photo taken from the window of a plane looking out at the Northern Lights.
Maybe I'll do that later tonight just to like make myself feel better about missing them.
I think
Dear
that's
AI.
probably for the best.
That's so sad.
All right, Annie, I was wondering if Tweet Victory where we were at, if we needed to do a state of tweet victory. I feel like this episode is one of the greats. We covered a lot about aging, we covered a lot about
Well,
eyesight, we covered a lot about the Northern Lights. Really, that's kind of doing it all. I think that this
yeah.
if somebody asked what this episode was about, it's about the entire arc of a human's existence, I think.
It's about a life.
That's right. That is all the time that we have. If you're enjoying what you're listening to, you should follow at Annie Bergflames with a Z on Threads. You should subscribe to the Channel 3900 Podcast Network. You should email us, channel3900@gmail.com. Would we love to see more of their photos of the Northern Lights?
Oh, blah, blah.
Or how about photos of the night sky that have no Northern Lights in it? It's just like a dark photo.
That or AI generated Northern Lights
Let's
photos.
do
Give
that.
me those.
We want If you can produce an AI-generated photo of the Northern Lights seen through the window of an airplane, that's what we're looking for. If you, Annie, if you or I are able to produce one, we should post that to Threads as well. Maybe we can do a follow-up at some point on this. So email that, channel3900@gmail.com. That is all the time that we have, but we will be back next week with another episode of Tweet Victory : Thread Winner.
A snore a boring Alice.
Follow us at Annie Berg Flames on Threads and or Annie _Berglund on Twitter.